Absolutely not. And Colm, I went to see Sligo playing Roscommon in the Connacht final there, and they're fine team, playing really, really good heads up attacking football. You know, they scored 19 points in really poor conditions that evening. You know, they defeated Roscommon, who are the current Connacht champions and were favourites for the final, and a lot of really good football played that day. And I suppose we saw some more in the under 20 final when Offaly played Roscommon there as well. Like there's you know, really, really good football being played, and those guys, you can see at through the underage level, not only are they being developed as fine individuals, but the game plan that has been put in place is definitely based on, you know, getting the ball forward as quickly as possible, getting the support runners up to the receivers, and trying to create as many scoring opportunities as possible. So I think the day of Connacht football maybe being, you know, underestimated, or you know, maybe some of the players from Connacht being seen to be under the radar, I think that's that day is long gone now at this stage. And you know, Mayo definitely struck a blow for the smaller team, or the smaller man, last weekend. And you know, Sligo, I'd say, would have got great confidence from that heading into the game this weekend.
And I'm sure that's the message that you're trying to bring across to your players as well. You know, they're only under 17, and, you know, they might be listening to things outside the panel. You have to keep their feet on the ground, Cahill.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And I suppose there's, after the Leinster final, of course, you know, there was great kind of outpouring of joy, I suppose, to have gotten a second Leinster title in the space of a few weeks back for the county, and rightly so, and the players deserved all the plaudits they got for the performance they put in the Leinster final. But, you know, that, to me, that's the Leinster competition finished, and we're into a brand new competition now, against the three other provincial champions. And to me, we're all back to zero now, and everybody has to earn their reputation from here on.
The strengths and weaknesses of Sligo, they put up a big score, as you say, in difficult conditions. What in particular, or is there anything in particular that you took from the performance, Cahill?
Yeah, I suppose the strength, their goalkeeper is their captain, and he is kind of like their quarterback. He's kind of Cluxton-esque, if you like, and sets up a lot of their attacks with his kickouts. The, you know, really strong defensive shape to them, and two of the best inside forwards that they've. A guy at number 13, Luke Maron, who scored 20 points over the two games so far against Leitrim and against Roscommon. And he's as good a footballer, I'd say, as you'd see playing minor in the country at the moment. And he has a number 14 alongside him, who's a very energetic as well, Josh Flynn. And, you know, a lot of really good supporting forwards and a strong midfield. So, in fairness, across the 15 and even the three or four guys that come in the subs, they're very, very strong individually, great team ethic, great work rate about them, and definitely a team we won't be underestimating by any degree.
By the sounds of it, you know, your lads are going to have to be switched on right from the start, because Sligo, they're going to bring a lot to the table, Cahill, but they have to be focused in right from the beginning, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we'd be hoping to get off to a positive start there, and I suppose, you know, impose some of our game plan upon them and give them something to think about, while obviously trying to manage their strengths as well. So it's, I'd imagine, you know, the first 15, 20 minutes, it'll be a little bit of kind of sensing each other out and kind of seeing are there any switches, I suppose, to the game plan from the previous games, but also then just to kind of, you know, settle into the game as quickly as we can. I think the conditions are forecast to be fairly poor on Saturday, weather-wise, and that, so that's going to be another factor into the bargain, I suppose, that we're going to have to reckon with. But you know, I'd be hoping if we can settle into the game reasonably quickly, and you know, get our players on the ball and get our game plan moving, I'd be hoping that we put Sligo under pressure from early in the game, and hopefully that'll pay off in our favour as the game progresses.